Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samaches. We've been learning Simon Yutes, which deals with the halacha of spending money for the purpose of mitzvahs. And the Chazal put a cap on the chi of mitzvah, the person not mechayev to spend more than a chaymish in order to fulfill a mitzvah. The Bir Halacha and Simon Tafresh Nanvav points out a fascinating idea. He does this based on a kasha that he has. But he says the following. Let's say a person has a job where he's currently employed. And he has, let's say, it's a stable type of income. So whatever he's spending now is not really a problem because he will be bringing in new income in the near future. So he has his parnasa, he has what he needs to live on to cover his costs coming in a regular basis. So that he comes out over there in that situation, there's no limitation of a chaymish. Because the whole purpose of the chaymish, like we mentioned, is to prevent the person becoming impoverished. Since he has a steady income coming in, which would allow him to replenish, so we cannot give him this status of that concern, and to give him a label of being an onus that he can't fulfill the mitzvah because he can't afford the mitzvah when he really has the parnasa that he needs, it would not be logical. It wouldn't be appropriate to part this person from doing mitzvahs because it's a lot of money. When he has income, which will allow him to do that. So the Bir Halacha passes in that situation. A person does not have a limitation of chaymish. So that's what he talks about. The Mor has a case where a person has a limited amount of money upon himself. And as a child, he never was nifta. He's a bechor and he wasn't nifta. And he gives birth to a bechor. He realizes he was never nifta, so he has 5 sloim available. Should he use the 5 sloim for himself or for his son? He only has 5 sloim. So the Bir Halacha asks the question, if he only has 5 sloim, he's pater from the mitzvah. He's not mechayev to spend more than a chaymish. So how can you say that he should be chayev to either spend the 5 for himself or for his son when he's not chayev at all? Apparently he's chayev even though he only has 5 sloim. So how can he be chayev only has 5 sloim? The Bir Halacha says this scenario that we were discussing where he has a steady income. We also mentioned that a person who's very wealthy does not have that limit, does not have the Ptur of Chemish. A person who's deathly ill, so the concern that he might need to be Mitzarek Lebrius doesn't apply. So the Ramah in Hilchas Staka says the limitation of a Chemish doesn't apply. A person is giving Staka prior to their death. So we would extrapolate the same logic to the idea of doing mitzvahs. We said that mitzvahs are parallel to the concept of staka, so that the Ramah, which Ramah says in Hilchos Staka, that doesn't apply over there. It doesn't apply in this situation as well. There's a Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Avos Chesed, which deals with the lachas of, what, amongst many things, deals with the lachas of giving stock up. So he has a long arichas discussing the concept of chaymish in regards to the limitation of the guards of stock up. And he says an interesting question. You have people who spend lavishly on Yanei Olam Hazeh, but not being concerned about what's going to be. So it would seem to be contradictory. Here we're saying he has an opportunity for a mitzvah. He says, no, don't spend the money in the mitzvah because you can't afford it. You might be affected by it. But then buy a car way beyond your means, and that's okay. So he says that people which waste their money for things, for COVID, etc., that those purposes, he says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that we can apply the concept of Usha, the Tekan of Usha, to such people who spend money for Havi Olam Hazeh so freely. The Bala Tanya says, prior to a person's in a situation where they've done terrible avers and they want to use the money of giving staka as a form of kapara and a tikkun for their averas, there's no limit of chaymish. That's something which is the same way a person would not say, I need money for surgery, but it's more than a fifth, so I'm not going to spend the money because I'm worried I might become impoverished, and you're not supposed to taking care of your health is a mitzvah. I'm doing the surgery to take care of my health, and I'm pater b'chayim. She said, I need the surgery. It's something which I feel that I need to do to help me. So the same way that's true in the physical sense, that would be true in the spiritual sense. Person who wants to do the mitzvah, spend the money for tzedakah, or do the mitzvah because he feels that'll be a kapara and a tikkun on his averus, so that would be appropriate for him to do. That a person should do that. Let's hold it here. So you've given some exceptions to the concept of the limitation of Chaimish, and we'll clarify one or two more points, Bezat Hashem, and then move on. Meanwhile, have a good day.